A country where no twilight shadows deepen. Unending day where night will never be. A city where no storm clouds never gather. Oh, this is just what heaven means to me. What will it be when we get over yonder and join the throng around the crystal sea to meet our loved ones and crown Christ forever? Oh, this is just what heaven means to me. And when at last we see the face of Jesus, before whose image other loves all flee, and when they crown him Lord of all, I'll be there. For this is just what heaven means to me. What will it be when we get over yonder and join the throng around the crystal sea? We'll meet our loved ones and crown Christ forever. Oh, this is just what heaven means. A place where there is no misunderstanding, and from all enmity and strife we're free. No unkind words to wound the heart are spoken. Now this is just what heaven means to me. What joy will be when we get over yonder and join the throng around the crystal sea. We'll meet our loved ones and crown Christ forever. This is just what heaven means to me. Amen.
Yeah. going to shout.
Let's shout.
He's going before the Indonesia. Amen. Austin.
places like the WVU arena and do well and represent our church well.
Amen.
You know, Jamin was up there, okay, and he represented our church really well. Now they are. And I'm just really proud of them. And I know God's proud of you.
Yeah.
And I just hope that you keep the Lord really, really close to you throughout everything that you do. And I'm looking forward to, she's, by the way, she's going to be there again next year, okay? So we get to see her again. So you all watch for her. She's a little tiny one.
Amen.
Don't ever ask people what you want the choir to sing. If you're the choir director and you have to sing. But anyway, I'm glad that she's here today, and I'm going to use her when she's here. She directs the WVU marching band. They're perfect. So we polish her skills up. We get her good directing skills when she comes back here just to keep her on point. So when she's here, I want to use her. But we're going to sing We Shall Be Like Him this morning. Beloved, it doth not yet appear what we shall be when His voice we hear. There is one thing that I know for sure, when He appears, we'll be sinless and pure.
For we shall be like Him when He
say goodbye to tears. Changed in a moment, we all shall be with Jesus to live through eternity.
We shall be like Him.
died on New Year's night. We were in church. The Lord's and Carol and I have always sang right beside each other. And about 15 to 12, we begin to sing that song. And God filled us up. We were just filled with the glory of the Lord.
Amen.
And what he was doing was he was preparing us because he was going to take our dad on to heaven to be with our mom. But he filled us so full. And that night, his glory filled us up all through the night. Along about 3:30 in the morning, my dad had a third heart attack in the hospital. And he took him. And God gave us such a beautiful vision of him just walking right on up. And God let us see mom just wrapping her arms around dad and walking right through those gates together. Oh, I love my Savior. He's so good to me. I don't know why he's so good to me. I don't deserve a bit of it, but oh, he just fills my heart with his love and his glory. And I'm so thankful for him. Thankful that he came as a little baby in a manger. But then he didn't stay that little baby. He grew up to die for our sins. And I'm so thankful for that. We got to hear the good news. My brother-in-law got saved this Christmas Day. What more fitting to be saved on Christmas Day to honor our Savior who came to die for our sins. But you'll pray for me and I'll be everything I should be. I'm writing a Christmas play right now. And I tell you what, it blesses me. All I'm doing is writing what God gives me to write down. But it fills my heart with glory. And I just love it. And I just praise the Lord for everything he's ever done for me. Chris, I tell you what, you get a bus and go to Rome, and we're thankful that you don't. But we just love you so much. You, nobody does that song like you do that song. And I praise the Lord for you.
All right, it's your turn. Get your hymnal turned to 116 as the choir goes down. 116.
Oh, they tell me of a home far beyond the skies. Oh, they tell me of a home far away. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day. Oh, the land of cloudless day. Sorrows all away, and they tell me that no tears ever come again in that lovely land of unclouded day. Oh, the land of cloudless day. Oh, the land of an unclouded sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Miss Dawn. That you sang, I believe, is biblical in 1 John chapter 3. It says, "Behold, what manner of love that the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God."
Yeah.
And it doeth not yet appear what we shall be, But when he appears,
amen,
we shall be like him.
Amen.
I'm looking for that day. Pastor Al, I'm looking for the day that he steps out on the clouds and calls me home, because you know what? I get to see mom and all awesome friends, people's gone. But you know what? I'll get to see the one who came and died just for me.
Amen.
Just for me. Pray for me.
Amen. Amen.
Bless his heart. Bless his heart.
Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Anyone else?
Bless him, Lord. Bless him real good. Thank the Lord.
God's good, people.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Have you felt the Spirit this morning?
Amen.
Amen. Bless you, Carol. Amen, sister. Amen.
I'm going to be caught up and it's in the air, and then it's going to be the stone of the righteous. I look out every day looking for him to see if the clouds are out there, to see if he's going to come back or in the clouds. I look for the east, you know, just to see, because I love him so much and I want to serve him. That's my goal, and I beg him to use me. I don't want him to just let me just travel along in his life. I want to be used. I want to tell people about the Lord. I want to help.
Amen. Amen.
Tell you guys, thank you guys for the trip to the snow tubing.
Bless you.
I had never told anybody this season, but anyway, I wanted to take my boys really, really bad snow tubing, and I didn't know it was going to cost it. And at the dollar store one day, and one of our church members approached me and said, "Hey, are you guys going to snow tubing?" I had no idea that it was planned. And so she said, "Yeah, the sign-ups are like in a week." And I had no idea. And I signed up, and I was able to take the boys with us. This has been probably, I think, in the last 6 months, this has been the second time that I've just been able to spend time with the boys. So anyways, I just wanted to thank you guys, because I hadn't told anybody. I had something I really wanted to do this winter, and it was just not, I was like, it's not going to happen. And it did.
Amen, honey. Amen.
Amen.
God knows our thoughts, don't he?
Yeah. He cares.
Yeah.
Yes, he
does.
Yeah.
Even if we don't ask for something, it happens. Yeah.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
Amen. All right, Trent.
Good morning. Anybody else have a testimony after all that's been going on so far? It's got me filled up so far. Anybody else with a testimony? So yesterday was, I've had a pretty good weekend. I've had a good break so far over Christmas break and stuff. And so yesterday was Katie Bailey's wedding. And you know her, she's growing up in our church, her and her family. And I was able to catch up with a couple of friends that was there, and I was talking to Josh and Adam the other day, and just catching up with old friends and stuff. And of course, we got, you know how all that goes. We got to talking and talking about how out of shape we are, and how, you know, it's only been 3 or 4 years since we got out of high school, and any bit of muscle we ever had is already gone, you know. And even I was like. And they were all comparing our stories, you know, and I was like, "Guys, I just went bowling Monday, and we had basketball on Thursday." I said, "I couldn't even shoot a basketball because my bowling arm was so sore 3 days later, and all I did was bowl three games." And I was like, it was just a good weekend catching up with everybody and talking and seeing Katie get married, her and Austin, and that was, it was just a blessing to watch, just to know how their family is growing up in our church and you know, and seeing her go to the next phase of life, and a lot of others of our church members have gone through that, and it was just a blessing to see that, you know, she talked about how she had prayed as a little girl for God to send someone her way that was a Christian man, and someone like Austin and Ian, and it just proves that how God can is always there for you, and he sets things up for you throughout your life, and it was just a blessing to see. If you would turn to James chapter 1, the last song that they sang, talking about how we shall be like him, that's our goal, right? As Christians, that's what we want to be, is like Christ, and one day we will be able to accomplish that on earth. Are we ever going to be able to accomplish that on earth? No, but that's our goal, right? Our goal is to be as much like Christ as possible. And that's kind of what I'm going to be talking a little bit about today in James chapter 1. I would kind of title this message, and it's kind of a funny title, but The Man in the Mirror. Have you guys ever heard that song, Man in the Mirror? We're not going to sing the song or talk about it, but the title of that song just kind of fits with what I'm talking about. I'm not going to do any moonwalks or nothing like that, all right? But the man in the mirror, and that's kind of what I'm going to talk about, is, and if we go through here, we'll talk a little bit about that and how we should be like Christ, and kind of how like that's the last song that they sang was talking about. So James chapter 1, and it's not a very long message. I won't keep you very long. James chapter 1, verse 19. And this is the first time that they've got this stuff pre-made for me. I usually forget to ever tell them. And they came to class and found me, and they were like, what are you? So it's up there for you guys today. All right, James chapter 1, verse 19 says, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and he goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. So let's talk about, it's talking about two different types of people here, a hearer and then someone who's a hearer and a doer. So a hearer only versus a hearer and a doer of the word. So let's look at verse 23 and verse 24 first. It says, for if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. So what is that talking about, beholding his natural face in a glass? What is that meaning? It's talking about, what is the glass? It's talking about somebody looking into a mirror. So what is this mirror? In our Christian life, this example that it's giving here, talking about somebody looking into a mirror, this is just trying to put it into a practical way of saying things for us to understand what was just said in the verses before this. So what are they trying to say in this example, talking about a man beholding his natural face in a glass, us looking into a mirror? What is that mirror in our Christian walk, in our Christian life? What is that mirror for us? The Word, the Bible. So then it says, so we have to use the Bible and the Word, the messages that we hear, the teaching that we hear. That is what's supposed to show us what we should be. So then when we look in the mirror, if we don't match up to that, what is showing us we should be, then it's up to us to make those changes to match what that we see in the mirror, what the Word is telling us to be. So then it says, so after it says, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass, for he beholdeth himself, so he sees himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. So straightway forgetteth means he immediately forgot. So this person looks in the mirror, sees what he should be, and then he walks, as soon as he walks away from that mirror, forgets what he's supposed to be. He didn't really take to heart what he saw in that mirror and what he was supposed to be like, He just saw it, and then when he walked away, he didn't remember it. And if you can't remember it, then you can't make that change, right? So he didn't take to heart what he saw in that mirror and what he needed to be. So, for example, if we go to a mirror and we look, what do we look in the mirror for? To see if we look okay, to see if our hair is okay, to see if our clothes are okay. If I go to the mirror and look to see, and I'm tying a tie, and I look to see, and I see, oh, I just tied my tie, and it was too short, it was too long. But when I look and I just notice that it's not right, and then I'm like, oh, it's too short, I needed to retie it. When I turn away and I forgot if it was too short or too long, then I can't remember what to do to fix it, right? So I have to, if I'm looking to see how to fix my tie, I need to take to heart what is actually wrong with the tie so I can fix it. Instead of just looking at it, then walking away and trying to fix it. If I don't remember what I saw, I'm never going to be able to fix it. So to kind of relate that, you know, if whenever we hear messages in church and teaching in class and stuff like that, if we hear it but then don't take it to heart, we're not going to be able to make those changes that the lesson was talking about or the message was talking about for our Christian lives. So if we forget, then we can't be doers of the word because we don't know what to do if we have forgotten what we heard. So in order to be not just hearers only, but hearers and doers, we have to really take to heart what we're hearing in sermons, what we're hearing, what we're reading whenever we read the Bible, what we're hearing in lessons in Sunday school. So who are these hearers of the word? Us. Any of you guys in church today hearing the word, hearing the word in Sunday school or in a message, anytime that you're in church or reading it yourself, you are a hearer of the word. But does that mean that all of us are hearers and doers? Sometimes we're not doers. Sometimes we're hearers only. So that's kind of what I want us to think about as we go through, as we look on this past year and as we go through the next year, is that we are hearers and doers of the word rather than just hearers only. So let's go to verse 25. Because whenever we hear the word, we have the choice. Are we going to follow through with what we hear? Are we going to make those changes that when we look in the mirror and we say we don't measure up to what we see in the mirror, what the word tells us we should be like? We have that choice to make those changes in our life to measure up to what we see or measure up to what we should be, that the Bible tells us to be. So we have that choice to be a doer or not after we are a hearer of the word. So verse 25 talks about being, how do we be doers of the word, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. So we'll be blessed if we are a doer of the word, not just a hearer. So how do we be doers of the word? So first we let the word show us the flaws that we have, show us what we're doing wrong or how we're not measuring up. We have to look into the mirror and see where our flaws are compared to what the word tells us we should be. And it's interesting, as I was studying some of this in this scripture, it was talking about, I read something, I was talking about the mirrors back then versus the mirrors now. And the mirrors now obviously are crystal clear. I mean, we can see every little detail we need to see on ourselves or whatever we're looking at in the mirror. Sometimes we see more than we want to see in the mirror, right? But back then, it said that they had like a copper type of thing, and they would hammer it out to where, and then they would polish it a lot, so where that they could at least get some sort of image in that as their mirror. But it was not as clear as the mirrors that we have today. So they really, really had to look into that sheet of copper or whatever they had that was shined up to where they could see. They really had to look intently to actually see what they were looking for. And it's important that we do that too when we're looking through the scriptures, or when we're listening to a message, or we're applying the lessons that the word gives us to our lives, and we're looking at ourselves compared to that, we need to look intently, just like they had to do with their mirrors. We need to look intently at ourselves and see if we measure up to what the scripture is telling us, or to what the mirror, which is the Bible, what it is telling us. Sometimes it just hits us in the face that, hey, we're not measuring up. But sometimes it's important that we have to look intently for those things. What else can I improve about myself that isn't measuring up to what God would want me to be? So once we look intently and figure out what it should be, and let the word show us our flaws and, you know, how we're not measuring up, then we need to kind of ponder those things in our heart. Remember in the Christmas story, it talks about how Mary pondered this in her heart after she heard what the angel told her. So what does that mean, that she pondered it in her heart? She thought about it. She didn't just hear it and think, oh, that's a good point, and move on. No, she continued to think about it and try to figure out how this would apply to her and what she was going to do about it. And it's how often do we hear a message in church? I know I'm guilty of it, and I think that's a really good point. And then the next thing I know, then the service is over, and then it's like we go outside. We're still thinking about it until we get to the door. We're like, that's a really good message. And then we get outside, and we're like, okay, where did I park my car? Then we go to the car, and then we're like, we're starting to head home, and our mind's thinking about driving home, and then we get home, what are we going to cook? Then it's about cooking, and it's like, then your mind's never back on the message that you just heard, really, because we're just so busy with what we're doing after this, and I'm guilty of that as well, but this is something, a challenge that I want to give us, myself and you guys, as we go throughout this next year, is that when we hear messages and when we hear lessons in class, that we ponder them in our hearts, like Mary did when the angel spoke to her, that we ponder those messages in our heart. Because we're all here, every single one of you guys are here for a reason, right? It's not just by happenstance that happenstance? Either way, you're not here for no reason, right? God has a reason for you to be here in this service this morning, or you to hear the lessons that you heard this morning, the message you hear this morning, the singing you hear this morning. So you're able to get something out of it if you just ponder for a little bit about what you hear while you're here. And I try to say that to, I try to say stuff like that to the youth when I'm teaching them in class and stuff, is that something I kind of realized throughout high school and stuff was, you know, I never really had studied the Bible a whole lot, but I felt like I knew a good bit about it just from listening while I'm here, just from listening in class and listening to the sermons, and just like for the short amount of time that we're in church, if we just pay attention and ponder the stuff that we hear, then we can learn a lot from it. You don't have to be someone that's, I mean, it's encouraged that we study the Bible every day, but you don't have to be someone that studies continuously every single day to learn a lot about the Bible. If you just come to church and listen to the messages that people are giving you and the lessons people are giving you, you can learn a lot. And if you just listen and ponder those things and let those things, and think about how those things will apply to your life, that was a little bit off topic, but I think that's important, that while we're here, that we pay attention and we ponder what's been saying, because the people, the teachers that you have in class, the pastors, the preachers that are giving you sermons, they are praying for those lessons. They're praying for those messages, and God gives them those sayings. And I know, I'm sure they all do the same, but whenever I pray for a message, I'm saying, God, I don't know who's going to be there Sunday, but you do. So whatever you give me, give it to me something that's going to apply to whoever is there that Sunday. And he does that. And I'm sure all of them do that. So that's why I say, if you're here and you're hearing the message, it's something that is in it for you. So ponder the things that you hear. Don't just listen to it and think that's a good point. Just think about it and take it to heart. And if you do that, then we can take the next step instead of just being hearers of the word, then we can be doers of the word. So we have to, once we hear those things, kind of ponder in our heart and then think about it, and then we can make those changes. And what are the changes that we need to make? We have to change our image that we see in the mirror that we are, and change it to what we should be, which is what? It's Christ's image. So basically, to be a doer of the word, we're changing our image that we see of ourselves to Christ's image, is what's in the mirror that we should be like. So if we don't measure up, which we never will, as far as compared to us to Christ, but we do everything we can to try to make that happen, is to measure up to and to try to make our image Christ's image. So if you would turn to John chapter 13, and this kind of talks a little bit about, Jesus kind of talks a little bit about this. John chapter 13, verse 12. It says, so after he had washed their feet, and so Jesus was washing his disciples' feet and stuff. He said, so after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again, he said unto them, know ye what I have done to you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. So he says that the verse I want to look at is 15, where he says, for I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. So Christ is our example, and that's the example we're to follow. And we see his example in the Bible. When we read about it, when we hear messages about it, when we hear lessons about it in Sunday school, songs about it, whatever it is, that's taught. A lot of it is telling us about the example that Christ has shown us, and how we should live our life, and his image is how we should make our image, and how we should try to behave and act like him. And then if we turn back to James chapter 1, where we started at, and then we look back, we read verse 19 through 25, and then we just focused on 23, 24, and 25. We go back to verse 19 and 20 and 21. It says, wherefore, in verse 19, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your soul. So this is just a small example of the word telling us how we should be. Now, if you read the Bible, there's multiple things of it telling us things that we should be like. But this is just a small example where it says, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. So those are just some examples that how we should be, that's the image that we should be. So if we aren't swift to hear, if we aren't slow to speak or slow to wrath, then we see that the Bible telling us this is how we should be, then we needed to see if we measure up to that and try to do our best to measure up to those things. And I know me personally, I'm not always slow to speak, and my family can probably attest to this also, that I'm not always slow to speak, and our mouths can get us in trouble sometimes. We talked about it in class this morning. We're studying Proverbs, and Emily was teaching us this morning. And this particular chapter, I think it was chapter 18, in Proverbs, was talking about, you know, how our mouths and our lips can get us in trouble with the things that we say. And there was one verse that was talking about if we don't get all the facts straight before we answer a situation or try to solve a situation, it can make us look foolish, or it can make us, you know, can get us into trouble, make us look shameful because we didn't get all the facts straight in the situation before we spoke on it, right? And like I said, my mom and my dad can probably attest to that I do that a lot at the house. But I know, for example, yesterday, and I was taking a shower because I just woke up, and Dad was out there getting the Christmas lights taken down from the porch. And I think Mom yelled up the steps, and I could barely hear because I was in the shower. And she said, told me to help Dad when I get out and help him take the stuff down. And I thought maybe she didn't think I heard her. So when I came down and was going downstairs to find some clothes to go outside or get some socks, and I started down the steps to get the socks, and she was like, Trent, Dad's outside. He needs your help. And I thought she was getting on to me, thinking that I wasn't going to go do it, that I had forgot. And I was like, I know, I'm getting socks. I can't go out there barefoot. And I was like, I was just jumped to what she said, and she was like, I was just going to say, I don't know if he's out there right now. He might be at the neighbor's. And I was like, oh. And it makes us look foolish if we speak too soon, right? If we don't get the whole situation. And that's just a small example. But that can happen to us, right? If we just speak too soon before we should, or if we don't get all the facts straight. But the verse said it'll make us look foolish, or it'll make us look... it'll bring us shame if we speak too soon. And I thought, man, I really did feel foolish when I jumped the gun like that when she said that. But that's true. We got to be slow to speak, like the verse says in verse 19 of James. It says, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. So, or else we can get us into trouble. And that's just one thing that the Bible tells us how we should be. So I was going to ask you guys, I preached 2 weeks ago. Does anybody remember what I spoke on? It's only been 14 days, right? Jesus, that's a good guess. Anybody else? That was one. Okay, that was 3 weeks ago. I forgot about that. Was what about the last time? That's a good memory. She remembered the one 3 weeks ago. Okay. So the other one was, it was about how we go through trials of our faith, tests of our faith, and how there's three things that we can get out of those trials, and while we go through things sometimes, because God's trying to grow us. What was the? Do anybody remember the three things that we might get from those going through those trials of our faith? What is it? Experience. So the three was patience, character, and hope. So I can see you guys didn't really ponder that in your heart. And that's why we have this message, right? It's so that instead, so that we can remember these things, all right? So that's an example. That message, I thought about that, was kind of an example of how God kind of uses those trials that we go through to mold us and to kind of shape us and grow and kind of grow us to what he wants us to be. But it's up to us to also, we have to also be molding ourselves, not to what we want ourselves to be, but what when we read in the word. And it's not just up to God to give us trials and tests to mold us. We have to be able to read the word and listen to the messages to mold ourselves also. And it's not just something that we do, like a lot of times at this time of year, people's making New Year's resolutions, right? And this is when they make the changes for the next year. But it's not something, when we look in the mirror and try to make the changes in our Christian walk, compared to what the Bible tells us to be, it's not just something that we do now at the end of the year for a New Year's resolution. It's something that we do continuously throughout our whole life. We should always be checking, looking in the mirror, reading the Bible to see if we measure up to what God wants us to be, what the Word tells us to be. And it's just a continuous process where we're just continually seeing if we measure up. If we don't, we make those changes. We're not just hearers of the Word only. We're hearers and doers of the Word. When we see the changes we need to make, then we make those changes. And it's not just something that we do for New Year's resolution. It's something that we do all year long. At least that's what we need to be trying to do. So if they would get a song, if you're here this morning and you've heard the word this morning, if you heard them, you've heard some of the word, whether it's in Sunday school or if you've heard it in the past times you've been to church and you're not saved, and you've heard about some of this stuff and you think this Jesus Christ that came to earth and was sent to earth by his Father to be a sacrifice for us and live the perfect life and never sin, and you're hearing that, but you haven't acted upon it yet, you haven't been a doer, you haven't acted upon it, and you've heard all that and you're saying, before I go into 2020, I want to make that change. I want to be a doer of what I've heard. I want to be a believer in this Jesus Christ that can cover my sins, that can get me into heaven because of his forgiveness for my sins. So if that's you this morning and you want to make that change, you want to be a doer, not just a hearer, the altar's open for that. It would be an awesome thing to do for going into 2020. You can say that you're going into a new decade as a new person, and you're going to be able to make a lot of changes in your life, people around you, their lives. It'd be an awesome thing. So the altar's open for that. If you're here this morning and you are a Christian and you look back on the past year and you think, I've really just been a hearer a lot of times and I haven't really made a lot of the changes that maybe I should have, or I haven't really pondered these messages that I've been hearing throughout the year in my heart, or you just want help going into 2020 thinking, I just want to be the person that does ponder these sermons and lessons and somebody who does get into the Word more and uses it as a mirror, comparing it to myself and how I'm living my life. And if that's you this morning, the altar is open for you. Just come talk to God. Ask him for that help to be a doer rather than just hearers only. And it says in his word that if we are a doer of the work, it says, this man shall be blessed in his deed. So if we're not just hearers, and we're hearers and doers, then we'll be blessed for that. So as if you would stand as they sing, the altar is open if you need any of those things this morning. There'll be people
to pray. Page 102. See you.
What are we going to ponder in our hearts when we leave this morning? To be the man in the mirror. No, don't think about the song. Think about the message, all right? Be doers of the word, not just hearers only. So that was just a challenge for you guys as we go through the next year. I know myself, I'm guilty of when I'm in church and I hear a good message, I'm like, yeah, that was really a good message. But then I find I never think about it really again. And maybe that throughout that week, maybe it'll hit me again down the road. But sometimes we just don't think about it. We get sidetracked, distracted. So just something to think about to maybe try as we go throughout this next year. Just think about those messages a little more than just while we're in here. It'll be a little easier for us to make the changes that we need to make if we really take it to heart. So anybody else have anything before we dismiss?
You could do a moonwalk for us.
I'm not doing a moonwalk. Not doing a moonwalk.
Be the exclamation.
I can't do a moonwalk, so.
Trey, I think that was a good message because, ouch, point taken. I couldn't name what you preached 2 weeks ago. So how often do I ponder, do I think, do I meditate on what I hear? We talked about that in Sunday school class this morning, too. How often do I sit and listen to God speak to me when you're talking, when Aaron and Jimmy and Al and the teacher are talking? How much to heart am I taking that if I don't even take it out of the door? Ouch, and thank you.
Anyone else? I'll have Richie Slater dismiss us in prayer, if you would.
Lord, I thank you, Father, for the opportunity to be here today. Lord, I thank you for the message we heard. Father, I just pray, Lord, you help us be better. Lord, help us be more like you. Help us love like we should, Lord. I know, Lord, if we could do that, Lord, all other things would come so easy if we just learned to love like you. Father, I just pray, Lord, Jesus.